Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guest today, Eleanor Friedberger, is one half of the New York indie rock duo The Fiery Furnaces, along with her brother Matthew. The band has been together for over a decade, and up until 2009, they put out an album every year since getting signed. Eleanor just released her first solo album last summer, which came out this past July. I asked her about, after working so long with her brother, what she was thinking about doing differently when she started a solo album.
Everything, really. I mean, just to do something on my own is a whole new world. But I definitely wanted to make a different sounding album from a Fiery Furnaces album, and that it would be maybe more emotionally direct and simple, which is based maybe on my own limitations and my own cheesy personality.
Last summer, one would think this refers to one summer, or is this your entire summertime experiences distilled into one record?
That's a nice way to say it. Yeah, no, I wanted something that sounded sentimental, that was short, unlike my name, and that was easy to read and identify. And the album's basically about reminiscing, and I thought that kind of summed it up nicely.
I think that's why I like it. It reminds me of summer's past. It's great.
Yeah.
Really nice. Well, what do you want to begin with?
We're going to play a song called I Won't Fall Apart on You Tonight.
Beginning to our session today with Eleanor Friedberger, and and her band, who needs to be identified. Eleanor, who's here today?
Well, to my left is Matt Asti, who's playing bass. He's in a band also called MGMT. On the drums is James Canty, who also plays in The Pharmacists, among other bands. And to my right is John Etherly, who I knew from a band called Be Your Own Pet, which no longer exists.
Well, now that song had a little bit of the cool things I love that you do with cramming lyrics in and moving lyrics around. But By Mistake, which is the song that begins the album, you really have a lot of fun. It kind of tumbles out the whole thing that way.
I improvised that one.
Did you?
Yeah, which I'd never done before. Not in the studio, but at home when I was writing. You know, I made a backing track and then just sang over the top of it.
And
with
then
just
edited
a few kind of written notes about what I was thinking about, and then just kind of went with it.
Wow, that's cool.
Also, Roosevelt Island, I did that way too.
Well, let's hear My Mistakes.
I know I do my best thinking when I'm flying down the bridge, or humming to myself and kicking up my kicks, jiggling all around, half afraid for my life. Hope I don't crash like that night last summer, or back when the bridge was just a wooden path, or bouncing around like he said it was 1956. I thought it'd been for my mistakes. I thought it'd been for my mistakes. I thought you'd give me the right advice. I thought he'd let me in for one last time. Thanks for riding around like an old time movie. In suits, I'll be sure it's the vice.
Freeburger is live on the cafe today, and that's My Mistakes, which is the tune that begins solo album. And as we've already established, that these are all true stories. And the third verse in that, seems to take place when you were a kid.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
it
wow.
It was about, I go back and forth. I mean, that's kind of the fun part of that song for me, is I'm kind of going back and remembering something that happened 10 years ago and then remembering something that happened this last summer, the summer before last, when I wrote the songs. No, I was talking on the phone to my mother when a guy was following me in his car. And she said, run, and I ran.
See, yeah. I was reading as you were on your bike and you were...
that's in there too. It's all just a big mystery. It's, you know, it's kind of, it's about how you remember things. It all gets jumbled up.
Yeah.
In a big muddle.
Eleanor Friedberger is our guest. What's next?
Roosevelt Island. Here's another song about a confused time. In the Big Apple. Same hair and I pose next to it, copping his smile. Made a great photo, but I never thought I'd see her again. Didn't really want to ever see her again. Went along on the train, it was hard to imagine you can't have back on your own. I can't believe you brought her back for me. That day was supposed to be like spring break, but it was dark and cool, and the sand felt all dirty. Under our shoes, I brought my camera and I have a shot of us, you and that guy who died down in Philly on the beach. The cyclone made you sick. It was a similar sort of trip. But the time we took the train down the Roosevelt Island, you made me feel like I was more like you.
Thank you.
Well done. That is Roosevelt Island, one of the other new ones about New York City from Eleanor Friedberger, is here with this band and their debut performance today on the World Cafe. Where did you grow up? Did you grow up in New York City?
I didn't. I grew up in the second city, otherwise known as Chicago.
And when did you come to New York?
I came to New York in 2000.
So when you moved to New York City, you and your brother Matthew started Fiery Furnaces right away?
Yeah, then? Straight away.
Wow.
Straight away on my first rock band.
Did you always know that you were going to do that? Or did Matthew kind of nudge you towards it? Well,
he nudged me and then I nudged him back. He had kind of given up. He had always played in bands and I didn't start playing until I was 18 and didn't start playing in front of people until I was other people until I was, 23. And so he moved to New York about 8 months after I did, and I kind of recruited him to be in my band, which I had already started with another friend.
Mm.
So no, I guess the answer is no.
Yeah. And did you ever consider not doing something with him to begin with?
I had started, but he's the best musician I know, and we don't really even have to talk to each other, We just kind of grunt or look, we have like an unusual musical vocabulary, I guess. So, and for me being totally untrained and him being trained, I need someone like him to help me. And so, he needs someone like me to stand there and shout at people or whatever I do.
What do you want to finish up with?
We're going to play a brand new song called When I Knew.
Down the banks, and you know what?
Song from Eleanor Friedberger, and people are already asking you, you've just finished the first solo album, if there's going to be another, and that bodes well.
Definitely, yeah.
New music.
I mean, if someone wants another one, yeah. I'd like to make another one.
But fear not, more Fiery Furnaces coming also, right?
In the future, yes.
Yes, in the future. That's as vague as you can get. I like that. Hey, thank you. I really love these
thank
songs.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's really fun.
Thanks for letting us have our practice here.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.